I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Drivers, if you've been listening to the program, you know about Reese Across America. If you've been paying attention here in recent years, you really know about this organization and hear from Reese Across America, Wayne Hansen. Wayne, welcome to the program. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Having us back again.
And also, Rob Worcester. Rob, thank you for being on, sir. Good to see you.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk, Wayne, about a really great year, 2016, a really good year so far. What is Reese Across America? Get us caught up of the events that you folks have been involved in.
Well, this year we're looking at our 25th anniversary of putting wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah.
Morrow Worcester, who is also here, has started it back in 1992, and this will be our 25th year of placing wreaths at Arlington.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to another successful year. Last year we were able to cover all of the stones at Arlington.
Yeah.
And we're here at the show to this week to thank the truckers, because we couldn't do it without the truckers and the support we get from the trucking companies.
Absolutely. Rob, tell us why this is the mission statement, why Reese Across America exists.
Actually, that question is more on Wayne's side. I work on the transportation logistics.
Yeah.
And, I can talk numbers.
Great.
He's here for the heartfelt message.
Well, then we'll stay with you, Wayne, on that. What is this mission statement? Why is it that this organization, Reese Across America, exists?
Well, it exists to show our support for the veterans, and their families, for the service and sacrifices they have made to protect us, keep our country free, and allow us to do what we do when we want to do it. We can't forget them. This year we have a motto that we want to say their name, because we've had a situation. We've heard that you die twice. You die once when you take that final breath and your heart stops beating, but you die that second and last time when the last time someone mentions your name. So our push this year is to, as you place those wreaths on December 17th, this year will be Wreath Day, we want you to say that person's name as you lay that, so that person will not be forgotten.
Yeah,
that's what it's about, is to honor those veterans and thanking them for their service and sacrifice.
Absolutely terrific. Rob, what is it like on the logistics side to put all of this together? What does it take to from donation to laying those wreaths logistically? Give us some details here.
Well, you know, it's actually, as the program grows, it actually gets easier. It's hard to believe because we get so much help.
Wow.
We have logistics help from a lot of people. We have the Truckload Carriers Association is kind of taking us under their wing and help do some dispatch and network with their members and also any members of any other organizations as well. They leave it open to everybody.
Right.
And there's just a lot of experts that are helping me to get that done now, and very much appreciated. And the numbers are getting pretty big. This past year we had 300 loads exactly of wreaths.
Wow.
At 1,108 locations across the country. So
wow. Now, what is that like? So you've got 300 loads. Where are they going from? Where are those loads starting from?
All the wreaths originate from the Northeast in Maine.
Okay.
And we to make it easier to reach all points in the country, we have three locations where we cross-dock wreaths.
Okay.
We have Tennant Truck Lines actually runs a cross-dock in Rockford, Illinois. We have Aero Truck Sales, who's here exhibiting.
Yeah.
They have a cross-dock for us in Kansas City. And then we have another one in Richland, Mississippi with U.S. Express and their sister company.
Right.
Total Transport. So we have, by having those central points in the country, we're able to make it easier to get those wreaths out to the west.
Yeah.
And it's a big network, and it seems to be working.
And how long is that that ride, that drive, that delivery to all the way to Wreath Day?
We work on it year-round.
Yeah.
But the majority of the logistics really is last minute. And,
okay.
So we're basing everything on expectation, you know, on
right.
and the growth that we've had
right.
in previous years. And then we get the final numbers around Thanksgiving, and we have just 1 week to crunch them and,
wow.
and make sure they get out.
Wow, just amazing. So, Wayne, at this point, how, if a driver's not involved, already, how do they get involved?
Well, they can go on our website, wreathsacrossamerica.org. They have a little volunteer tab up there. They click on that, and it'll drop down. If you want to be a trucker, click on that, and it drops a form down that Rob will take care of. And they put the information in of where they're located, what they're interested in. Are they looking for a long haul or short haul? They'll be able to fill out that form, and it goes in the list. And we're looking for, I guess, close to, another 100?
Yeah, we should be able to pull it off this year. We had 300 last year. It'll be between 375 and 400 trucks to get this done this year.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. Well, kudos to the organization for getting all this together and all those industry partners out there that make it possible. We know that is a big part of it, and certainly we would love to see this grow. That's just great news.
We're looking at another 25-30% growth this year. Last year we did 901,000 wreaths put across the country.
And folks can also just donate on the site as well?
They can go on and sponsor a wreath. It's $15 to sponsor a wreath.
Yeah.
Any one of the locations, of course. I push for Arlington as the coordinator for Arlington also.
Sure.
For the last 2 years, we have been able to cover Arlington, but it's always a big push at the end of the year because people come to Arlington, experience that emotion of seeing those wreaths placed down, and then they go back to their home states because we have people coming from all over and get involved locally. And it hurts us at Arlington because they want to help their own local cemeteries.
Sure, sure.
So we look for that support for Arlington especially.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just great. Thank you so much, Wayne. We appreciate it. Rob, we appreciate everything that the organization does in this effort, and we will continue to get the word out for you. Thank you for being on today.
Sure. Thank you very much for having us again.